What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. A little bit of housekeeping. Make sure you are signed up at brandonlynette.com for emails. You should have gotten one yesterday. What else? There's a Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts, and then subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, okay? Sometimes they're late, but generally Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern is when I try to get these launched. I talked a little bit yesterday about how important it is to kind of practice what you preach and to not be able to or not be afraid to kind of show people that influence of the mess that it takes to build your dreams. So one of the things that was popping up as I was talking about that, is your personal beliefs and how much they can hold you back. Part of my, I still have like that little edge of my spirit that believes in perfection because I spend a lot of time comparing myself. I spend a lot of time thinking that the idea of how this should work out because I've seen so many people make it look so easy and so perfect that I still have that toxic thought in my mind. And that belief that I just wasn't good enough, I was doing something wrong, that had a lot more power over my existence than I thought, okay? Personal ideas, values that you've held for a long time, this blocks the way towards a life that you desire. You have to start by identifying the unhelpful beliefs and thoughts and replace them with something positive. So it's not a matter of like, I go and I try to destroy this person's character or try to call them out on their bullshit. I don't say a word. Okay. In fact, a lot of you should be happy that you don't know the version of people that I do. Okay. I've seen a different side of people. So whatever your perspective is, that's great, but that doesn't mean that someone else's perspective is not different. Okay. A lot of people out here act one way for a certain audience and then another side for a different audience. I want to focus on being the same person no matter where you see me. Okay. And that's part of my new core values. It's part of this new, you know, ethical system that I have going with myself because I see so many temptations to just fall out and sell out and, you know, give up what I'm believing in because it's the hardest journey. Okay. But I want you to go through your beliefs. You probably want to have a notebook through this episode so you can write down the notes. But I want you to examine some of the beliefs that are hampering you in your efforts to live what you identify as a good life. Okay. One of the first thoughts that a lot of women I work with have is, and that I've struggled with myself, is I should let go of my dreams because I'm unable to achieve them. I published a book 5 years ago. Why am I not successful? Why am I not making millions of dollars every year from these book sales? How come I am not, you know, the number one sought after speaker, motivational speaker in the nation? You know, I could say a lot of that. I haven't achieved it yet, so I must really suck. I've had that thought. But here's some unfucking helpful things that happen because I think that way. Okay. Number one, I start thinking I'm undeserving. I've let down my whole family. I fucked up. I thought I would be somewhere different. I'm not. I suck. I failed. And I'm going to continue to sabotage myself. Okay. And guess what else I'm not going to do? I'm not going to do anything to move closer to how I want to live. So I'm done. And I've done that. I let myself sabotage everything that I believed in because it wasn't happening on my timeline. It's not happening as easy as I see it happening for other people. So fuck it. Just give up, right? That's not how this works. And to alter that belief, I had to, you know, ponder how to follow my dreams. So I had to make a list of the steps required to achieve this life. And that means being consistent even when no one notices. Okay. Yeah, no one's going to watch your videos. No one's going to share your shit. No one's going to listen to your podcast. No one's going to share that for who knows how long. But if you show up consistently, there's proof in the reality of what happens with that. And I'm seeing that. I told you guys on TikTok, I can see now that I'm being consistent. And you guys, it's only been 3 weeks of consistency where I post 2 to 4 clips a day. I see the proof in that. So do I beat myself up and say, well, it's been 3 weeks. Fuck it. I'm not viral. So I quit. That's not how this works. So maybe you, you know, make that list of the steps and understand that it's one step at a time, right? Just one step at a time. I'm not trying to dominate, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook all at once. It's one step at a time. I'm seeing results on TikTok. I'm going to continue to nurture that. We can't rely on anything to last forever. Who knows how long it's going to be around? But I know for now that it's a platform where I can expand my audience. And if I'm consistent, I'm going to see the results in that. Maybe you need a new belief that is like, I'm following my dream. Starting today, I'm going to celebrate every step I achieve. There's no way I'm sabotaging what I'm doing right now. I'm seeing the results. And even if I go 2 weeks right now, I flipped the script. I tried something new yesterday and it changed the dynamic of my TikTok page. I'm not giving up. I did something different. I'm going to support that and keep going. I know something that I've struggled with too is that I don't have the right to ask for what I want because I am afraid of rejection. How many of you are really just not doing shit because you're afraid of rejection? I get rejected everywhere in my life. Like it's a running line and that's okay. But believing in that indicates that I feel less important than other people. I'm learning that sometimes that rejection is a blessing. I've learned to see my wants and needs as not relevant to other people, and that's okay. It doesn't need to be. But if you continue to believe that you shouldn't ask for what you want because you're afraid of rejection, if you keep your feelings to yourself, you're going to go along to get along with other people. You're not going to rock the boat. You never know if you can swim until you rock the boat. That's it. And it's time for you to do that. Your feelings are equally as valuable as everyone else's, whether they agree to that or not. So change that belief too. I am important and how I feel matters. I can freely ask for what I want. And we don't care if other people disagree. You can handle it. I did the whole construction paper thing. I told you guys last week I needed to do that. I fucking did it. And I guarantee my whole family reads them and laughs. I see their faces. I get it. And I'm going to let them laugh because those are beliefs that I really want to bring into my core awareness, the thought process that I really want to have that sticks. It worked for me before. So why would I change that? I'm going to continue to do that. So even if they have a negative response, what's the truth? I don't have control over the feelings of other people. And they can laugh all they want, no matter what it does, as long as it feels good to me. That's what matters. I can only control my own feelings. I can only control my own actions. That's why I'm starting to ask for what I want. And I can listen to other people's response, but I'm not responsible for how they feel. You have these issues. I have this core issue of like, I'm not going to trust people. And it's because I get fucked every time I do. And this is a very toxic response because hyper-independence is a trauma response that is very toxic. There is such thing as being too independent. I'm too proud to ask for help. For whatever reason, okay? Maybe you feel the same because your parents were unsupportive or were tough on you, or there's a close relationship that betrayed you, your feelings were minimized, whatever the case, it's like you're in self-preservation mode to protect yourself from getting hurt. Alter the belief, give yourself permission to trust people. If you pledge not to trust again, it means you're not going to have another loving relationship in your life. We are meant to form bonds and relationships with other people. That's part of our human experience. Business, I've been burned and it's hard to trust, but I do trust people. And I've learned that I will give people that chance to show me with their actions. You can't just tell me that we're going to lock arms, we're going to run, we're going to crush this. I want to see actions that you're willing to show up and be committed and be consistent and be disciplined in the goals we have for this. I don't take it personal when that's not what happens. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to give someone else a chance when one person fucks up. That's it. I'm giving myself that permission. You probably learn something positive even from the negative relationships. You grow through this. You grow through this, your ideas about what you want become more clear. In order to have a relationship, you've got to invest in it. And it's scary, but you can do it. Another lie that a lot of women tell themselves, I don't make enough money to live a financially secure life. That right there, it's like you're putting the nail in the coffin for any effort to be happy. When you're thinking like this, you fail to see what you could do to save your future. Your emotional health is intimately connected to how you feel about your financial life. All of that shit matters. You should date your money. You should have a relationship with it. It's energy And it wants to be treated well. If you have a bad attitude about money, that energy right there, it's like if you have a bad, energy about your spouse, you guys are gonna feel fucked. It's gonna be like passing ships in the night. You're gonna feel terrible in the same room. That doesn't feel good. And if you're treating money like that, you're ruining a chance to grow and nurture that relationships. When you believe you can live within or below financial means and still save, you start to discover that you can enjoy your life and you can enjoy this relationship with money. And you can have a mature, reaction to what it is to become financially independent. It doesn't happen overnight, and you have a lot of healing to do when it comes to this. But I guarantee, what are the number one struggles in life? It's relationships and money. And it's money in relationships, right? What do husband and wives fight about all the time? Money. Because they are not secure in that relationship with that energy. It has to be something that you are willing to work on. So I want you to get a notebook and do the whole thorough self-examination of your major beliefs, your major values. What do you think about you? And are your thoughts and beliefs preventing you from achieving, healthy relationships, establishing that monetary security? Are your beliefs stopping you from living the dream life that you desire? Write out the limiting beliefs you have and then rewrite a thought that serves you. Have a great day, bitches.